This is Free Talk Live. We're launching into the second hour of the program and invite you to take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. We started out the last hour talking about this new phenomenon that is, I guess, steadily gaining in popularity because now people are getting upset about it. It's the cigarette, the e-cigarette, a cigarette that does not actually involve smoke. It's essentially a little mini vaporizer that doesn't even involve tobacco. Apparently, there's a little chemical cartridge that you can screw onto the end of one of these devices. The front part of the device is essentially the vaporizer and the battery. And some of them, apparently, I was reading up on them during the news break there, some of them are manually operated in that there's a little button that you have to press to start the heater. And some of them are just operated by detecting that there's air being drawn through it. So there are a couple different ways these are put together. We actually had Kaysen on the line here in Nevada who was telling us that he's actually using an e-cigarette while we speak. So, Kaysen, what's your experience been?
I really like it, man. I mean, I'm pretty sure that the reason these are getting popular now is because smoking is illegal in so many places. And that's why that you'll see it marketed as a smoking alternative instead of a stop smoking aid.
Do you feel like it could help people stop smoking, though?
Yeah, I mean, I didn't smoke for like 6 months this summer. I just got this new one.
You were starting to get into the cost. Like, how does it compare to smoking? And you said there were two different kinds. And so,
yeah.
You didn't get much further than that, I don't believe.
Pretty much. If you're, after you have all the, I've got like three batteries and three vaporizers and nine or so carts. And since I've got the carts already, I just have to buy the liquid. There's another type that has, if you buy the entire cart every time, you just throw it away after it's empty. And those are slightly more expensive.
You buy the entire cigarette?
No. The very end of these things is the battery. The longest part on these things is going to be the battery every time. And the very end of it, the very tip, they make it brown to look like a filter.
Right.
That's where the liquid is. And on some of them, it's also the atomizer. It's the heating filament and the liquid in one little package. And those are usually throwaways.
Got it.
So I assume those don't light up.
Because
I've seen the kind that light up.
Oh, they both light.
Yeah, oh, they do. Okay.
You can get them to light up. Mine has a pink light on the end of it. So I don't know how people could mistake it for a real.
And the cost?
With the blue light. Oh, liquid, 5-milliliter bottles, like $3.
Which will last how many cigarettes equivalent?
I could probably fill up 10 carts with that. And the cart will last you good 2 hours.
Now, according to, I'm just looking at the Smoking Everywhere website, which is one of the more popular brands. They've got their frequently asked questions. Are you familiar with their product, or do you use something else?
I use something else, but I've heard of that one.
They claim that...
really good.
Oh, go ahead.
Oh, there's a good forum, e/cigarette/forum.com, and they've got a really active community there, and you can find so much information on these things. There's so many sites out there.
Great. We've got to let you go. Your phone's getting kind of hard to understand. Thanks for the call, Kaysen. 800-259-9231.
I'm going to invent an e-penis that you can't get herpes from.
I think they have those at your local adult fun shop.
You know, I suddenly may have changed sides in this argument. I'd hate to see people using that out in public.
maybe it'll take the heat off of the cigarette.
According to the frequently asked questions here, they're saying that one of their cartridges is equivalent to approximately 20 cigarettes. So a full pack is basically one of the little chemical packs. So a full pack of cigarettes is equivalent to one of their attachments for the e-cigarette. They say that the battery, by the way, will last for approximately 1 day with normal use, and they're chargeable. So I was looking on the over at Amazon, and they actually have that was a Wikipedia. They actually have a USB charger for your cigarette. So you actually plug your cigarette into a USB cable coming out of your computer, and you can recharge your smoking device, which, yeah, that's pretty cool. They claim that the vapor has there's no odor to it whatsoever, but you may notice the essence from the flavors of the nicotine cartridges. So apparently the other people in the area won't necessarily smell whether it's strawberry or not. They're saying that that's not noticeable. And
I don't really honestly see why it would be noticeable. I mean, you eat strawberries, people don't experience necessarily a strawberry smell.
So the other question is, what about the cost of these things? And according to them, after your initial investment of the Smoking Everywhere e-cigarette starter kit, most smokers will start to notice significant savings of up to 50 to 80%, depending on your customary usage. A single cartridge is equivalent to approximately a pack of cigarettes, but costs less than half the price of a pack of traditional cigarettes. And indeed, I'm looking over at Amazon.freetalklive.com, where they do sell these replacement cartridges. It's $20 for a pack of what I believe to be five replacement cartridges. So $20 for what is approximately 25 packs of cigarettes.
Yeah,
seems cheaper.
It does. Well, it doesn't carry all the taxes.
Right. Give them time on that.
Not yet.
Right. Yeah.
It requires probably more work to create these than it does to create a cigarette.
Correct.
Just because all you do is grow tobacco and you know, it's a large operation, economy of scale and all that other stuff. But it doesn't have the, if you go and look, you're talking about like $3 a pack are taxes in some places.
So if it's really true that these things are better for you, they're not only better, then they would be not only better, but also better on your wallet. It seems like a no-brainer that if you are addicted to smoking cigarettes, this might be something worth looking into, even though they aren't marketed as a way to quit smoking cigarettes. We just heard from Kaysen, and he's very happy that he doesn't smoke cigarettes anymore. Let's continue with your phone calls and talk to Don, listening in Pennsylvania. Don, you're on Free Talk Live, Ian, Dale, and Mark.
Hi, guys.
Hey, Don. What's on your mind tonight?
You're just talking about your e-cigarettes. It's funny because I don't know because I'm not all that brilliant at it, but if you go and search who owns the makers of the drugs out there that help you to quit smoking now, you might find out there's only one person and he's trying to save his own butt because if everyone's smoking an e-cigarette, he loses money. And it's all about money.
I doubt it's just one person that's marketing all the various different smoking cessation products out there, but I see what you're saying, that there are certain established interests that do not want to see the e-cigarette succeed.
Right, and they're just going to go and have a lawyer or a politician write a law up, and they'll give them a few $100,000, you know, for their next politician, voting on and all that.
Yep, you can better believe they're busily working on new ways to control this product, so it will benefit people like the people you're talking about.
Well, I just thought I'd bring it up. No one has, but if you follow the money, I'm quite sure that you would find out what the real root of the problem is.
Very good, Don. Thanks for the call and the thoughts tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Let's talk to Stephen in Oregon. Stephen, you're on Free Talk Live, the Indiana Mark.
Hey, buddy, my phone may not be any better than the first person, but we'll give it a shot. Hey, I've done it. I'll give you a quick scenario. I just got mine about a month, and mine is a little battery. It charges up. They do light up at the end. When you inhale, it feels exactly like a cigarette. You even exhale vapor, mm-hmm. which you probably already knew. But it is pretty interesting, and I'll tell you what the most interesting about it. About 5 years ago, I wanted to quit, but the first thing I did is I tried to find a cigarette without all the additives. Now, I couldn't find any in the United States. I had to go to the mall and buy Canadian cigarettes. All the countries around do not put 100 additives in there. And so I finally did that. And then what I found is I started smoking double because I was missing those additives.
Mm.
And so that happened for about a couple of weeks until my system got out of those additives. And then I found that the American Spirit, which is here in the United States, which they don't put the additives. But there is an addiction. Not only there is the... the habit just of doing it, and right. then there gets the tar and the paint. But there's those additives are freaking nuts.
Yeah, whatever it is that they put in there. Hang on, if you've got more to tell us, you're welcome to bring come back, because I know you said you're new to the e-cigarette. Hang on, 800-259-9231. You can bring up anything and take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet and get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Men, are you thinking about the health of your prostate? Are you waking up at night for bathroom trips? I'm Jonathan Greenhut, president of New Vitality. This year, we sent out thousands of free bottles of Beta Prostate, the natural supplement for men. But some of you still haven't called for your free bottle. As we go into the new year, make the resolution to support your prostate health. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including sleeping habits and even intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterols shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay shipping and handling. This free offer is for a limited time, and once it's gone, it's gone. Start the year right. Dial 1-800-257-7201. One free bottle per household. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Dial 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You are invited to take control of the airwaves toll-free. Bring up anything at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free. And those features include our Facebook profile. You can go and become a fan over at facebook.freetalklive.com. That's facebook.freetalklive.com.
And HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy for you to get your own .com domain name. You can actually get .net and .info and .anything else over there, too. Create your very own website with their free website builder tools and templates. It could be a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website. Let the experts at HostGator.com host you. And if you use coupon code FTL, that's FTL as in Free Talk Live, you can get an additional, you get your first month completely free. It's HostGator.com.
All right, let's continue here. Steven, still with us in Oregon. We've been talking about the e-cigarette. It's been something, a device that has stirred up some controversy out there because, well, it turns out that people that don't like smoking actually don't really like smokers, and that they don't like people who use nicotine is really what it seems to be, because they're upset, many of them, at this e-cigarette product, which seems to me to be an absolutely brilliant device that allows, and I'm not making money off of this, unless, of course, you buy your refill cartridges through Amazon.freetalklive.com. I couldn't find any of the starter kits, though, there at this point in time. But I just think it sounds like like a great idea. I like the idea of vaporizing for cannabis, and this is vaporizing for a nicotine user. It doesn't involve the plant. It doesn't involve tobacco. It actually just involves a little chemical attachment that you attach to this electronic cigarette that runs off of a battery. It heats it up and it turns it into a vapor. And Stephen, you're with us in Oregon. You said you're a relatively new user of the electronic cigarette.
Well, let me ask you a question. You brought up something interesting. That's interesting that the people just don't like smokers in general. Doesn't matter if there's any fumes to it or anything. Well, I mean, what would be up? I bet you're right. And I'm wondering, what would that come from? That because they're going to get sick when they're 60, and then I have to pay their medical. I mean, what would be their thought process?
I think Ian described it well earlier. He's like, they're using drugs in front of me.
It's
a
condescending
attitude.
Yeah, you're not fitting into society the way we want you to.
Right. Something I've been wanting to say before I forget is that I wonder if it wouldn't be a good idea to have an option for this thing that doesn't look anything like a cigarette. Make it look like an asthma inhaler, or something like that.
That's a good idea.
And then it's stealthy, But I know a lot of people want the exact sensation of smoking a cigarette, so I can see the appeal of that. But I could also see someone who wanted to be able to do this in a restaurant or at work without drawing any attention. And so something that wouldn't be that, and if it didn't have that appearance of someone smoking a cigarette, it seems like no one would be paying any attention. You're inhaling something that looks like a little inhaler of some sort, like maybe you have asthma or something like that.
Yeah. Okay, then I'll get on with the price. It is at least comparable, but it's probably more cheap. Especially, they're probably going to start taxing it more as the states start having more problems financially.
Yeah, so I say get yours now. Stock up.
Well, you still can. That's good. And they don't have a shelf life. That's a good idea.
Really?
I checked and they just don't really seem to have a shelf life. You still got to have that electricity to charge it up. But that kind of cigarettes have like a 4 or 5 month shelf life. But probably okay. That's the money part. One of the things is probably it hasn't really taken off yet. So your other caller that says people are worried about that, they're probably looking at this as like an annoyance right now. Looking at this situation like an annoyance, but not taking it too seriously. But if it takes off, those things might happen. Legislation. And the last thing is the FDA, we don't know really enough about these, how they are for your health. We don't know enough about that yet. So that's something to take into consideration also. One last thing, I'll let you go.
Yes, sir.
One thing is kind of hit me funny. You see, us smokers, man, we learned how to smoke through TV and the Marlboro Man, okay? And using one of these little electronic cigarettes is not the Marlboro Man. We'd never catch the Marlboro Man smoking one of these cigarettes, So there's that little thought concept.
Stephen, I want to thank you for taking the time to dial in and share your thoughts tonight.
Thank you.
And appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231.
I think that about taps it out. What he's trying to point out there is that the coolness factor that goes into cigarettes, and whether you think it has it that after you've actually got addicted or not, it seems unlikely. But early on, a lot of people started for the coolness factor, and it's just not there with this product.
Got it. All right. So you're welcome to continue adding to this conversation. I think we've pretty much covered all the bases on this. We'll certainly keep our eyes open, and anytime we spot any news about further regulations, which you can better believe is coming, we'll do our best to share it with you. 800-259-9231. You can bring up absolutely anything. In fact, Dale, you wanted to share something with us from Cracked.
Right. And I just wanted to point out ahead of time, Cracked.com is extremely scientific. It's very trustworthy information.
Like the Onion.
Really, not really, no. It's mostly, you know, for fun. But I thought there were some interesting sort of, just mentioning speculations about some new laws.
Okay.
It's called 6 Insane Laws We'll Need in the Future. And I really like some of this because it gets into some subjects that I'm really interested in, like artificial intelligence and the idea that someday in the future we'll be uploading our own consciousness into machines.
Sounds like fun to me.
Yeah, it's a subject I get on, and everyone tells me to shut up because they don't want to hear it. But anyway.
Well, I want to hear it, so go ahead.
Yeah. So number 6, mandatory lifespan limits. Everyone saw Logan's Run, I'm sure.
I have not seen that, no. Yeah. Mark, have you seen that, Logan's Run?
Yeah, I saw Logan's Run. I don't think that this is going to be an issue. You know, there have been lots of stories written about this issue as to whether or not the world is going to get overpopulated or whatever. But, you know,
I agree.
Necessity is the mother of invention. And people don't dispute that. And I think that what you're going to find is that when people live longer, therefore there's more people on the planet, that you know, we're going to start populating, well, the other 70% of the planet, which are oceans, and we're going to shoot people off into space and things like that. And I think that you'll find that once it once the demand goes up for sort of space colonies and things like that, things become more dear because they're resources become less available, that you will find space travel to be happen much more quickly.
Did you pronounce dyer as deer?
No, deer means expensive.
Oh, okay.
Dyer does not mean. I mean, deer and dyer are different words.
Deer. How do you spell deer?
I think it's D-E-A-R. I'm not much of a speller, but it's not deer like an animal with antlers. It's
gotcha.
Deer is in, you know, it means expensive, or like deer.
Something Ian. Dear to me.
Yes.
They are already building.
To me.
They're already working on space hotels right now. So that's not that far off the idea of getting out there.
And I think you're right, Mark. And what the writer says here, the author says here, is that it's essentially economically going to be unfeasible to keep up with all these people. And any considers things like the fact that elderly are very expensive to care for, and that there will be a lot of elderly when we extend life spans, except that I don't think that's taken into account that along with that would be a lot of health improvements as well that wouldn't, you know.
Maybe there won't be elderly.
Using, or, you know, or we won't become elderly as you know, at the same time.
Right.
Know?
They say it all the time that 40 is the new 50, 50 is the new 60. And I think that you're going to find that people are working later and later in life as they live longer and longer. And I don't see any reason why I should be obligated to keep somebody alive, you know, just because, you know, they managed to make it onto the planet. So I think that, you know, once that we get this thing straightened out around socialized medicine, that it won't be a big deal.
We got more coming up. You can take control. Bring up anything, Free Talk Live.
A revolution in smoking is underway. A revolution all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 harmful chemicals. Now it's time to release yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com is an e-cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no carbon monoxide, and no bad odors. PowerVapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from 4 levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy 8 flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Log on to PowerVapor.com right now for a special 10% discount and 30-day money-back guarantee. PowerVapor.com, the smoking gun heard round the world.
It's obvious God loves us and has a sense of humor. Why? Because He created peppermint. Hi, this is Dr. Catherine Albrecht for GetMint.com. We all know that mint is fun and delicious, but did you know it's also great for your health? Research shows mint can help soothe a headache or calm an upset stomach. It's antimicrobial and antiviral, so it's perfect for flu season too. You can use it to chase bugs and mice out of your pantry without toxic chemicals. And kids love its great cool taste. GetMint.com offers quality peppermint and spearmint oils made right here in the USA by fourth-generation mint farmer Peppermint Jim. His pure, pungent mint oils are 100% natural, free from harmful chemicals, and very affordable. So improve your health and spice up your life with natural mint products from GetMint.com or call 1-800-345-9068. That's GetMint.com or 1-800-345-9068 and feel the minty freshness.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Special Roast Hemp Coffee from HempUSA.org. Our coffee grows in the dense volcanic-rich soil, herbicide and pesticide-free, in the high altitudes of Guatemala, in conditions that are ideal for the natural growth of this high-quality coffee. Try our mellow cup of coffee that is ground and roasted with 25% hemp seed from Canada. With a wonderful nutty flavor that contains 18% protein, our roasters bring out a unique flavor that make this the best cup of coffee you'll ever have. Try our new special roast hemp coffee from HempUSA.org and wake up your brain without the jitters. Our customers look forward to their next cup of hemp coffee. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608 and see if you'll change your mind about drinking coffee again. Taste the difference. Feel the difference at HempUSA.org today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, inviting you to take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on our site. They are free, including the archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, you can just click and download right there on the front page of the website for your downloading convenience, completely free at freetalklive.com.
And check out the Low Country Liberty Report. This Ridleyographer from Savannah, Georgia, focuses on pro-freedom issues from around the country. It's liberty-oriented reports for liberty-minded folks. He doesn't pretend that he's unbiased in reporting and tries to add a little humor. Find his videos at lclreport.com or join the LCL group on Facebook or Twitter. It's lclreport.com.
As we continue here, Dale, you're sharing with us, a sort of a fun article from the folks over at cracked.com, the six laws that they think that will be needed in the future. Is that right?
Yeah. The things that new technologies will cause to have to be dealt with.
And so we're kind of just picking them apart and looking at them a little bit closer, maybe from a more realistic perspective. I mean, the first one suggests that there would be such a population over so much population that there might need to be a law to restrict.
Well, because of advances to allow us to live longer.
Yes.
And the idea is if everyone's living longer, then the economy can't sustain it. And of course, what's really funny about that is they see this, there's this sight, the vision of seeing that we could live longer, but not the vision of seeing all the other things that we could do to deal with that new life.
The other advances that the marketplace would come up with to go along with that. For instance, I know that one of the really, for me, it was really outside the box ideas that seem so obvious now looking back on it. When you hear these people talk, oh, there's overpopulation, we're going to run out of food, we're going to run out of food. Well, then there's somebody who came up with the idea of vertical farming. where you just, instead of going horizontally, like most farms do, you would essentially build structures that allow you to farm up into
and
the sky.
Hydroponics, right, and other advances. And
famine around the world has nothing to do with people not being able to grow their own food or get food. It has everything to do with the governments around the world fighting wars and preventing their people from getting it. The United States, if we didn't pay farmers to sit around and do nothing in the United States, we just the Great Plains area grow enough food to feed the entire planet and have food left over. It's about the 10-pot dictators around the world that want to take those that food and sell it and ration it and do whatever they want to do with it.
Yep.
It's about government. It's not about food.
And the fact is, when we finally get to the point of having lifespans that are tremendously long or eternal, as you were talking about, Dale, with uploading your consciousness into, the internet, basically, or whatever, whatever it will end up being, we'll have to have gotten past the idea of governments by that point.
I think there's something to that. Another interesting point that comes up in the age issue and the idea of having to put mandatory lifespan limits which is funny to me, because there's the idea that the old people are expensive to take care of, and so it's funny that the first law that comes to mind is putting a limit on your lifespan. Like, we're gonna have laws that your health care must be paid for even when you're very, very elderly and it's very, very expensive, but then we're just gonna cut you off suddenly and kill you. But you have to just die now, But we're gonna pass laws that your health care must be covered. How about if people, if you want to live to be 500 years old, then how about you have to carry the expense of keeping your fragile, sure, unhealthy body alive that long, But so it's just funny that they look at it that way and not the other way.
Absolutely. And in fact, I was just going to mention here, we talk about Freedom's Phoenix on this show a lot, since we're on the topic of overpopulation. And I really like Freedom's Phoenix. It's a great place to go and get liberty-oriented news. And I just don't know why they put Frosty Wooldridge on there as one of their authors. He called me once, actually twice. He called me twice. He's this guy that's obsessed with the idea of overpopulation.
Huh? On the show he called you?
No. He called off the air to try to get an interview. And of course, as you know, I don't really do that many interviews on this program. Mark, you do a number of them in our podcast. In fact, you've got one coming up here tonight, the Mark Edgington Post interview series, as you're calling them. But this guy was pitching himself as a potential interviewee on the show, and he the first time I talked to him, I told him we don't really do interviews. Thanks for asking. And then he called me like another month or two later and pitched himself again. Like, you didn't take me off your prospect list? All right, fine. So we talked for a little bit further this time, and he started going into his issue, which is overpopulation and immigrants, And I let him have it right there on the phone with him. I said, look, this isn't going to be a real good interview for you, because I'm not afraid of this idea of overpopulation. And I welcome
hardworking people into this country.
I made a couple points to him, and he hung up the phone on me.
You said that we'd have to evolve past governments for that to make these advances, and I think there's something to that. Another point they bring up is the idea that, in a sense, we might have not evolve as quickly socially, because people living a long time, partly why our culture changes at the rate it does, is because old conservative people set in their ways die off, and then new ideas can be explored and pursued. And so the idea that people are living longer might mean a more sort of traditionally conservative culture sticking around.
That's scary.
Yeah, that is a little scary. But I do think,
But yeah, you'd have to get to that point, because the idea of living forever would frighten the conservative types, very ultra-religious types that would see that as, against
it's
God
blasphemy.
Or something
yes,
like that.
Natural.
Right. So they would, just like they're, they fight against certain types of life extension today or medical technology today, they would be very against the idea of living
forever. Some religions are even against blood transfusions organ donors and things like that.
So you'd need to get past government for that reason. And can you imagine, what the regulations would be on treatments like that, as far as letting them out to the public? I mean, the real way we're going to get to having lifespans of hundreds of years is to finally put the idea of the coercive state behind us, I think. What's number five, though? Let's continue with the list.
Number five is genetic discrimination laws. And the idea is we've mapped the human genome now, and we're learning more and more about it, and we've got the first genetically screened baby, And so the idea is soon there will have to be discrimination laws so that people don't discriminate against you based on your genome. And, of course, things like Gattaca comes to mind. Have you seen Gattaca?
I've seen Gattaca. It was a good movie.
So, no. Yeah. Why would someone discriminate against me based on my genome?
Well, because they could check your genome when you apply for a job and find out, oh, you have a tendency for diabetes, and you might make the health insurance premiums go up, or you might, you might not be able to, you might not have the health necessary to fulfill your job because you have a genetic predisposition towards heart trouble at a certain age, or something like that.
Well, it seems, I find it disturbing, but that somebody might not be able to get a job based on their, predisposition to a particular disease. But at the same time, I think that employers should be able to make whatever decisions they want as far as, who they hire.
That whole concept kind of scares me, the idea that they would be able to look at your genes and say, oh, sorry to tell you this, but you're predisposed toward having a heart attack. So.
Mr. Freeman, you're predisposed to schizophrenia.
That disturbs me because I think it would do for people is create self-fulfilling prophecies. I don't think there are any guarantees as far as what happens to you from a health perspective. I think that they have pointed out certain things that might increase your chances of this and that. But if you tell somebody, oh, I'm sorry to say, it looks like you're going to have cancer in about 20 years. Then, they might
power
live
of suggestion. Right?
Absolutely. They might live into that suggestion. It might create that they may create that somehow for themselves. It reminds me of the show V. That they've been there was four episodes of it so far on ABC, and I saw all four of them. It's fantastic. I really like it so far, and I guess
it seems very. I'm probably reading into it, but it seems very anti-statist. I mean, they right off the bat they were saying things like that they were creating problems and then showing up to solve those problems. And I said, that sounds like government. It's terrifying us to death, like an infomercial, telling us all these problems that only they can solve.
In one of the segments, the aliens analyze one of the characters, and they tell him that he's got this, heart problem that's going to come on. And they're scaring him with it. He believes it's true because they're all technologically advanced and stuff. But what if they're just trying to manipulate him? More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Toll House Refrigerated Cookie Dough. There are a million reasons to bake with Toll House. Find yours at verybestbaking.com. Whether it's sweet potatoes on Thanksgiving or burgers on the 4th of July, kids associate certain foods with certain occasions. Family traditions are important to them, so when planning your holiday or birthday menu, keep in mind what they like most and invite the kids to cook up a new food tradition. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the Wild Food experience.
I have about 15 Wild Food guides on my bookshelf, which left me wondering if I even needed another book. Boy, was I wrong. My knowledge exploded to an entire universe of wild foods.
In olden days, it was the norm to know which plants are edible and which are not.
Dear Linda, just wanted to let you know I received your book today.
Wow. I watched the DVD last night. I was awestruck. What wonderful work you have done. This information can bless many people. Thank you. Again.
Thanks again.
Your book has given me the most hope and inspiration. Thank you.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at ofthefield.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free. And those features include our wiki. You can go and edit virtually anything you see over at wikiwiki.freetalklive.com.
Critical thinking exercise. Explain the difference between government and organized crime. Be sure to include in your comparison the disadvantages that organized crime syndicates might encounter by not having access to a 12-year propaganda system designed to convince children that their activities are somehow not organized crime. School Sucks Podcast is a show about the end of public education and socially acceptable forms of organized crime. Visit schoolsucksproject.com and learn more.
All right. 800-259-9231. We're continuing with the six laws. This is crack.com speculating in kind of a fun manner as to what some laws might be that might be necessary on into the future, a very technological kind of future. So go ahead, Dale.
Yeah, actually, and having talked about genetic discrimination laws, the article points out that it's not talking about anti-discrimination laws. It's talking about genetic discrimination laws. And the idea of the law being necessary is because the law being passed is based on the idea that there will be the opportunity to genetically choose like traits in your children and mm-hmm. things like that. We're already doing it with choosing the sex of children and things like that.
Right.
Or increasing the likelihood, at least, of certain sex, is that there will be, without some sort of intervention, there will be an underclass of people who are genetically,
inferior.
The Ethan Hawkes of the world, they call it, from Gattaca.
Mm-hmm.
So, exactly. And so the idea is that they might actually require a certain amount of genetic tinkering in order for.
What's so great
that
about
not
Ethan Hawkes? Ethan Hawkes,
yeah, you'll have
Gattaca.
You'll have to explain the movie if you.
Yeah, he's a sort of a normal. A baby produced the normal way in a world where everyone is tinkering around with genetics to create better people,
gotcha.
Like more perfect people, genetically speaking. And he was a natural-born child who didn't have that genetic tinkering, and he did actually have some health defects, and he had to hide them in a world in order to get the job he wanted and things like that. So that was sort of the idea.
So let's continue. So,
yeah. Number four, legally redefining parents. So the idea is now that technology is allowing all different types of parenthood, I guess recently there was a transgendered parent where someone was female and then became male or was becoming male mm-hmm. while pregnant. So
oh, wow.
Essentially looked like a pregnant guy.
How about
since
that?
It was taking on the appearance of a guy but was pregnant. It seems to me like that. I don't know the details of that story, but it sounds like there's some complications with hormones and things like that. If you're pregnant and you're going through a sex change, but I don't know.
Seems like a lot to take on at once, you know? I mean, not that I know anything about being going through a sex change or being pregnant, but from what I understand, it's not the easiest thing to be pregnant. I can't imagine how much more difficult it would be to go through a sex change on top of that process.
And difficult for the baby, I would think. I don't know.
Yeah.
With the hormones, but... I don't know the details of that story, so I'm probably leaping to conclusions that I shouldn't. So, and you know, apparently it's already possible to have three parents with, you know, genetic manipulation of the zygotes and things like that. So, the idea is that will create the need for new laws. And so, still, it seems like it's just a matter of time until someone does it. So, who would the kid belong to? Do they become, you know, so like the idea of a corporation creating a baby. You know, we've got artificial wombs now, artificial zygotes. That technology is already being explored. There's a lot of limitations on being able to explore it fully. But the idea, you know, at some point, you know, a corporation might create a baby, and a corporation is a legal entity, is an individual, right, legally.
Yeah.
And so can a corporation be the parent of a child, for instance?
Boy, that's kind of a scary question, right? I mean, it sounds very, that does sound very dystopian and sci-fi kind of future where corporations essentially would create their own workers or something like that.
Yeah, raising people to be good workers or whatever.
Ugh.
So.
Number two? Three? Where are we at?
We are on number
Well, it counts three. Backwards, actually.
I know.
We are on number three, which is rewriting the sex laws.
All right.
So, here in the age of internet porn, it's hard to know exactly what percentage of male orgasms occur in front of a computer monitor. But we're going to guess it's more than half. So if you ask when we'll have that virtual reality sex or human-robot sex, the answer from tens of thousands of researchers and inventors is... We're working as fast as we can, damn it.
I bet they are. There was a robot story recently. I mean, you constantly can see these stories, but about the robot that appears to be female that they have over in some guy built over in Japan. And
okay.
She's not quite. I mean, you're not going to mistake her for a human if you're up close, but they're getting better.
At first glance, it's very convincing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, considering it's 2010, it's going to be pretty amazing where they're at in 2020.
There is one company says they have a fully immersive VR pod, virtual reality pod, that should be on the market by 2014. Experts say sex robots will be on the market by 2050.
Oh, wow. I would think they'd be here much sooner than that.
What kind of experts worry about this sort of thing? The awesome kind.
It doesn't seem like there's anything to worry about. I mean, that seems like it's a given that sex robots, I mean, they already have various different sexual implements and toys and things like that. They have, I remember we talked about it years ago on this program, the Real Doll, which is something that, you know, people can pay thousands of dollars for and essentially have what is... a very expensive version of a blow-up doll. It's not blow-up at all. It's something that is, I don't know what the hell it's made out of, but it's very customizable and everything. I presume they have male Real Dolls as well, Dale. I don't know. It's been a while since I've looked into it.
I don't know either. I've never looked into dolls.
But it would just be...
My imagination's better than the doll could be.
That's,
so.
I agree. Yeah, that's fine. I agree with that. I'm just saying they already have some very realistic-looking dolls. It would just be a matter of combining those with robot technology, which, as we've seen, they're starting to come out with.
Yeah, and once they have hot robot sex, then, you know, this whole overpopulation scare that's going on might really be taken care of. Because
combine the robot with a fleshlight and
it'll be taken care of, I would say.
Well, and I wonder what it'll do to... I wonder what the robot sex industry... will do to the you know, I guess the demand that's out there for real sex, really. I mean, it's a serious question.
That's one of the questions they raise, actually, is what will this kill the prostitution industry, you know?
Well, you don't have to deal with getting diseases. That would go away, right? And you certainly don't have to deal with...
At the very least, it'll drive the cost down, won't it? Because it'll be increased competition.
It will be increased competition.
What do you think it'll do for marriage?
That's what I'm saying, for couples, you know, and for relationships and all of that.
Because I can tell you prior to my wife that you know, the vast majority of women that I dated, like, you know,
you dated them for sex.
Personality conflicts, right? I'm just thinking that, that maybe that's done by a lot of guys out there, and then, you know, the personality, who wants to put up with personality conflicts when you can have a compliant robot mistress?
I wonder what that would be. Imagine an AI that adjusts to your personality as you hang out with it.
It has to be possible,
you know?
Right?
You know, but I don't know, because the question, you know, when you make really good AI that's more and more like a person, it has to start simulating free will, or you know, at least the compatibilistic version of free will, you know, and then how can it be so adaptive and yet also be intelligent and thinking and be able to make decisions on its own and things like that? That's actually that's something that's very complicated for me.
So, Dale, would you accept a house bot as opposed to a house boy?
They have to get pretty good. I don't know. I'm picky as it is, you know, with real live people, so, you know.
Got a story here from CNNworld.com, or excuse me, CNN.com. Tokyo man marries video game character. can't tell me. It can't happen, right?
And so, you know, so the thing with the problem with that technology then is what about when someone creates a virtual reality child, you know?
Okay.
Virtual reality, you know, something that, you know, and of course the answer for us is easy. It's like, well, no one's being harmed. You know, it's not really anything going on.
Oh, yeah.
There,
but, I mean, whatever.
But for a lot of people that, you know, what are you going to encourage someone that might then go out and become, you know, I guess they'd be worried about encouraging someone that would then go out and actually harm a child or something. Like,
well, they're going to create, through AI, they're going to create sort of thinking, feeling entities relatively quickly. Within, a couple few decades, I think that you're going to have something like this. And so, I mean, you're going to have sort of beings that exist on the Internet.
That's coming up in the article,
in computers.
Actually, in an upcoming...
We'll get to that. We'll get to that. We still have two more to go, right? Two more futuristic laws that might be necessary. Of course, not that we would necessarily agree, but it's been for some very interesting discussion here as we continue. And we'll take your calls.
It says, you know, you might say, you know, it's a victimless crime, but you'd be wrong. Some people think otherwise, so.
We'll come back with more and continue in hour number three, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Bring up anything. Add to this discussion. Do whatever you want. 800-259-9231. Hour three on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
In an ancient time, in a land where the fates of mortals were determined by gods, only one man had the courage to defy them all. Fear nothing, and let's show death and the gods alike that we're the ones to be afraid of. Odysseus, the Rebel. Now available from Big Head Press. Order the graphic novel for only $12.95. Visit ComicShopLocator.com, Amazon, Borders, Barnes & Noble, and other fine booksellers.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.